Welcome to another amazing episode of the Path to Podcast Success with your host, audience building and fear-crushing podcast expert, Evan Bradley Johnson. Every single week, Evan has powerful conversations with successful entrepreneurs and business owners, revealing the podcast strategies they use to grow their subscribers and sales, and how you can use your podcast to finally get to that next level. Now, turn on your mic and let's start down the path to podcast success.
Okay, welcome everybody to another very exciting episode of Path to Podcast Success. I've got a guest here that I think it's going to be a lot of fun to have on the show today. I'm excited. Mariana, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Evan. My pleasure.
So I'd like to start off in the same place with all of my guests. And that is by making sure that any listeners who might not be aware of who you are and what you do, I want to make sure that they are on the same page. So for those people, go ahead and tell us, who are you and what do you do?
So I am a physical therapist and I am originally from Brazil. And I moved to the US 4.5 years ago. And I got my license as a PT in the US. It took me a long time, almost 3 years to get my license. And then what I do is I work as a physical therapist. I used to work in Brazil and then now in the US. And in May of 2020, with the pandemic, I guess a lot of people start doing different things, new things. And that's when I started doing a podcast as well. And on my podcast, I interview other physical therapists, and then we talk about different techniques, approaches, and all things PT related. So I guess that's the short version of who I am.
That works. That's interesting. So you started a podcast because of the pandemic, and you decided to keep it going. How has the podcast affected your business, if at all?
Yeah, so I was working at a clinic at the time in Nashville, Tennessee. And then the clinic I was working, they closed all the clinics and they furloughed all the PTs. So I was home and then I was like thinking what I was going to do. I was not going to just sit and wait to see what was going to happen when they would reopen. A lot of people, they were afraid of going to the clinics. So I had a friend that had a podcast and started telling me about it. And he was like, you have to start a podcast. It's awesome. It's great. You get to talk to a lot of people. I'm really enjoying. And then I was like, well, I'm going to give it a try. And since I was at home, decided to do something different. And then I really enjoy doing the podcast. It started like really as a hobby and just getting to know people from different areas. And because I'm from Brazil, I didn't know that many people in the US. So it was a great way to connect with great PTs and talk about very interesting topics. And then I decided also to open my own clinic. So now I see patients, but I've been doing that just through telehealth. So it's a different concept. So I have a virtual clinic and that's what I've been doing so far. So I do the podcast and then I see my patients through telehealth. So that was all result of the pandemic and how things went. And then I decided to change what I was doing and start doing something completely different.
Right. And so the podcast, so that kind of helped you to launch your own online practice, which I think is pretty awesome. Was the podcast like a good like foundation for that? Like, did the podcast help to bring in business?
Well, the podcast, my audience is mainly physical therapists. So it didn't bring me any patients per se, but it helped me a lot to connect with other PTs in the area. And that brought me new opportunities, like different courses, connect with people. And they would offer me to go to courses or to host courses and to just refer me to other PTs that are great. So I just have way more connections all over the world because of the podcast. So it's not necessarily directly like impact my practice, but it helped me in many different ways.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I know that's something about a podcast is there are a huge number of things that a podcast can do for your business. I mean, it's like almost limitless. You can do a lot of different things, and expanding a network is one of the best things I think that you can use a podcast for. So that's very cool that you're able to use your podcast to grow your network and find more opportunities that way. That's pretty awesome. Here's a question that I like asking. So when you first started your podcast, what was your biggest fear about podcasting? And did that fear end up coming true?
Yeah, so I think my biggest fear was always the language, because it's audio. So it's hard when it's not your first language. So for me, that was the biggest challenge. I was like, that's the worst thing that I can do is start a podcast, because when people see you, you have like an interaction, eye contact, and then podcast is just the audio. So I think that was the first personal challenge of doing the podcast and overcoming this fear and just talking. And you know, it's not perfect, not the first language, but I think it's I'm so glad that I did, and I wasn't scared of just trying to start something new. And I think the other challenge is just keep up with social media and all the ways of trying to make the podcast more known. So it takes a lot of time and energy to do that. And then in the beginning, everything was new. So try to create the systems of how I would do the content, how I would use social media, and have that all organized. I think it was another big challenge.
Right. So I know that, and I like your answer, because I know that a lot of people out there do find themselves struggling with a language barrier when it comes to podcasting. So what would be your advice for a new podcaster who perhaps English isn't their first language and they're finding themselves struggling with that? What would be some advice you would give them?
I would say just do it. Just don't think too much, because I think what people do is usually they stop and think and then rethink, and then they're just afraid of starting. And you're gonna get better over time. You are going to be more confident. You're going to improve your skills, your abilities, the way you interview people. So I think a lot of people are procrastinating starting something new just because they're afraid. I think my advice would be just do it the way you can. And in the beginning, it's not going to be good anyways. Whatever you start doing, if something new, you gotta develop the skill and get better. So it takes time. So, you know, just start it, and at some point you're gonna be better and look back and be glad that you didn't stop because you were afraid. You just overcome the fear and do the best you can.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible advice, because that's pretty much a universal fix for any fear related to podcasting, is to just do it, because it is a universal rule that your first episodes are going to be not as good as your later episodes. And so but you have to get past those episodes to get to the good ones. And so that means you have to start. I mean, no amount of preparation is going to make those first episodes better. it does not matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. My first one was, I was so nervous. And then when I look back, I know my voice, my tone, everything. I was so nervous. And then now it's just so much more natural. I'm now on the episode like 59. I just released one today. So, I mean, over time, you got to improve.
Yeah. I mean, that's, especially, I mean, 59 episodes, that's impressive. Most people drop out after like 7 or 10, I think, is the statistic. So, yeah, I mean, that'll do it. But you'll be able to, I mean, you have to get past those first episodes to get to the good ones. It's cool that you did that.
Yeah. just be consistent.
Yes. No, consistency is like number one with a podcast. So I'm kind of curious, why did you decide to get into physical therapy?
Oh, well, that's a good question. So everything started when I was a gymnast. So I used to practice artistic gymnastics for almost 10 years, and I was always injured. So I had a PT inside the gymnasium that I used to practice. And then I would go like pretty much every day before and after the practices. And then I was always questioning myself, does this really work? Because I'm always in pain, I'm always injured. And then I was kind of curious to see how physical therapy works. Does it really work? So then when I was in high school, I already knew that I wanted to do that. And I had a lot of experience as a patient, and I thought that was super cool. And that's what I decided I want to do. And then right after, when I finished high school, we have a test here in Brazil to get in a college, did a test, got in a college, and then it's been 10 years since I graduated. So it's been a journey.
Right. That is interesting that you took your experience as a gymnast and then how you saw those physical therapists helping, and you decided to emulate that and be that help for others. I think that's really cool.
Yes. And then when I was in college, that's what I did. I used to work just with athletes. So then every night after studying through the day, I was to work in a clinic just being athletes. So that was very cool, just using my experience and everything that I learned through all these years of practicing, and then using that as a professional, I think was very important.
Right. Yeah, that's, yeah. do you like having an online practice, or do you want to move back into in-person physical practice?
So when everything first started, I never imagined myself doing virtual physical therapy or doing telehealth. So that was kind of crazy at first. And once I start seeing the patients, and because of the technique I use, that is not as hands-on, it's called the McKenzie method. So we do a lot of repeated movements and testing. So it's more about the mechanics. And so it's an exercise-based approach. So it's not centered on manual therapy and hands-on. So that makes it easier to see patients. So I feel like the patients that I see, they really like and they really improve and get better. And I don't have a problem of not being able to touch them, but I'm aware that it's not for 100% of people. Some cases they really need the in-person approach. So for now, I'm doing virtual, and depending on the case and the situation, I do some in-person as well. But I don't think I'm going to open a physical location right now, but let's see what the future holds.
Right. Yeah. No, that's true. I think that's a good mix. You know what I mean? Especially if your practice caters more to, you know, more of a hands-off approach. I think that's very interesting. I think that makes sense. So as we begin to wind down the podcast, I am all about actionable advice on the podcast. I hate it when I see people read a lot of books and listen to a lot of podcasts, but don't actually do anything the podcasts or books tell them to do, because then, I mean, they might as well not, you know, listen any at all, you know, if they're not going to do anything. So I'm about action here. So for someone who's interested in starting a podcast, to help expand their network like you have, what would be a piece of advice that you would give to that person?
I think is just stop procrastinating and just start doing it. I think that's the most important thing. Whatever is your fear, just start doing it. My husband, he always wanted to start a podcast as well, and he never did, and I did. And he was like, well, now I'm still here thinking about it, and you are like on almost the 60th episode. So I think it's just like taking action, and even that you don't see exactly how that's gonna help you or help your career or benefit you, I think it's a long-term game. So you have to kind of be patient and keep doing because you like, choosing topics you're really interested in and people that you really want to connect. So I think that motivates you. So I think that's my piece of advice. It was funny that I was just recording an episode two nights ago. And then after the episode, I was so excited. I finished and I was running, like, talked to my husband. I was like, you're not going to believe it. I talked to this person and they teach a course in this specific technique that I love in Nashville. They're going to go there and connect with them. I was so excited. And I think that's what keeps you going. Like, you have to really like enjoy what you're doing, talk about a topic that you really like, because I think that's gonna make you keep going. You're not gonna give up because that's something that excites you. So choose an exciting topic and very bright people that you would love to connect and try to get them on your podcast. And that's going to really motivate you. And stop procrastinating, just start doing it.
That is amazing advice, because I just that is what I love the most about podcasting, is having conversations with people that you actually want to talk about and that you enjoy talking about. So I really appreciate you saying that, because I love that, and I agree 100%. I really appreciate you, Mariana, for being willing to come on the podcast. For people who are interested in you and in what you do, where can they find out more about you?
Yeah, sure. So my podcast is called PT Pro Talk. So it's PT from physical therapy, Pro Talk. And they can find me on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. I put some interviews there too and short videos. And my email is my first name, Mariana, Mariana, at ptprotalk.com. So I know my name is different, so just that's why I was spelling. And also, if people want to learn more about my work, my company name is Vert, from virtual, V-I-R-T, physical therapy. And my website is vertphysicaltherapy.com. And people can connect with me through that as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. All of those links will be in the show notes. And people, I highly encourage everyone listening to check Mariana out, see what she's doing. And Mariana, I really do appreciate you being willing to come on the podcast and share these incredible insights. So thank you.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Evan. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode and for supporting the Path to Podcast Success Show. If you haven't already, please leave us a 5-star rating and a written review. letting us know what you think of the show so we can bring you the most value we can from these expert podcasters. Your support helps us reach more people looking to step up their podcast game so that they can continue to grow their brand and spread their message. So, again, thank you for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success, and we'll see you in the next episode.